So, good afternoon. I'm Pauline Belmer. And so, before to start, we would like to thank Marion Lamé, our tutor, for her support in the supervision of this project, and also our director of studies, Elena Pirato, our teachers, our partner, L'Espace Passerelle, and the supervisors of the FAIR Heritage Conference. The DIVE platform creates participative, virtual, and multicultural exhibitions on 3D environments. DIVE started with the virtual exhibition Monsanitas, created by our partner, the association Espace Passerelle. For the presentation right after me, it's Inoussa Kourachabi who will speak. Then I will take the floor again. And finally, Merit Pakdogan will speak in the last position.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are working collaboration with Espace Passerelle on Monsanitas project. Monsanitas project is a project carried out by our collaborator Espace Passerelle. Espace Passerelle is an association whose aim is the animation and management of mediation activity around culture and digital technology. Monsanitas is a photographic exhibition about the Sanitas decade today. It's aimed to bring together 100 photographers for 100 photos. That is to say, as many look from different points of views. We decided to work in this project for several reasons. Today, research institutions are obliged to use new digital technology in order to carry out this mission. We have all witnessed this challenge with the confinement and unprecedented situation that has revealed the importance of the online presence for cultural institutions, which was the only alternative for this institution to maintain the link with their audiences. Thanks to the web, they can reach a large and more diversified public without geography or contemporary constraints. With this in mind, bringing together several community without constraints that the DIVE team from the DIVE platform proposed and from this participating exhibition participate in the Monsanitas project, which our objectives are diverse. So, as main object, we have the creation of participative and multicultural virtual exhibition with several contemporary photographic collections from the Sanitas Jitsi in two via a 3D platform. Make culture accessible everywhere for everyone at all time and free of change. To give visibility and notoriety to the association of cultural association, to the action of cultural association by enabling them to reach a wider and more diversified public. At the end, we want to facilitate the sharing and exchange of cultural elements between several communities without geography or temporal content. I leave the floor to Pauline for the rest. Thank you.
So for the realization of DIVE website, we found a lot of inspiration on Expo Confinement website from Maison des Sciences de l'Homme Val-de-Loire, a project close of ours. It was especially for website structure and informative content. For website prototype, we chose the CMS able to host our 3D model. We're still on the test step, but one of our threats could be WordPress, which is able to host Blender's production by HTML files. Here, you can see a workflow about the visitor's user experience. There are two types of experiences. The first one is the purple arrow, is the visitor experience. The visitor is going to navigate on the website and to visit the exhibition that he wants to visit. The second experience, with the orange arrow, completes the first one. It's the user experience. In addition to simply visiting the website, the user can propose the content. To be a user, the visitor has to create a user account where he's going to put information about him like email address, name, age, and then he can create an album named which contains the dataset that the user wants to put in his exhibition. After that, the dataset is verified by the team div, the dive team, sorry, before publication in a virtual museum. For a potential evolution, the user will be able to organize his own dataset inside the virtual 3D museum structure preconceived. As we said in our presentation, dive projects aim to produce participative exhibition. So the user could also invite any other users to participate at his or her own exhibition by adding the photograph, a photograph, for example. The next slide will be presented by Meriç Akdoğan.
In this slide, we can see a maquette for Dive 3D platform, which created by using Blender tool. We choose to work with Blender software because Blender itself is also based on providing accessibility for those who willing to involve in 3D environment. It's a free and open source tool which gives people creative power so that they can build whatever is in their imagination. For the interoperability, Blender supports wide range of graphic and audiovisual format. The files produced by Blender are readable by other 3D design software that facilitates the interoperability of the dataset and allow it reuse by others. Blender feature can also be remarkably extended using Python script that allow us to customize entire project and introduce new functions too. Yet, Blender's technological aspects aren't the only reason that interests us. We should also mention Blender's community. There's a fantastic community surrounding Blender, which you can find lots of helps, advice, and also share database. Even if we do not concur with the specific message that digital tools are gathering people around art, we can still concede that digital tools like Dive encourage its users to construct a shared art experience. In the end, we would like to propose our users a secure environment where they can meet for a shared experience of their own photograph, videos, comments, and even their visit. Thank you for listening to us.